Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum, 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 I just love you.
Oh, I love that, Mary, I love it, I love it. Thank you, Mary, for putting that up there. You there, Mary?
Yeah, I am. I had to unmute.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Derek. Derek, did you tell Bob the good news and the idea you had that we're now working? I'm setting it up. I'm still in the works.
Yeah.
Great.
I sent a link. I sent a link that Mary sent me.
Great, Derek.
The Facebook
way to go.
Group.
We are now on Snapchat, sort of.
Me and Mary are on Snapchat.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't use social networks that much.
Well, you should, Bob. That'll help you, Bob.
Yeah, I know. I get messages off of Facebook because I did have a Facebook account at one time, but I canceled it. But people still send me messages through a link.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So I answer those usually, but those are mostly coming from family members. And,
do you have Snapchat?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have Snapchat?
I have not set up. I have not. No, I don't have that, and I don't have Twitter, and I don't have any of those others that are out there, because I don't want to get on those. The reason I don't want to get on those is because I was scammed at one time on Facebook. And somebody had stole my information out of my account and sent a letter out to all of my friends on my Facebook account, saying that they could, if they would pay $50, they could get a big check in the mail. And so I canceled the account, and I haven't gone back on it yet. But maybe I will. I'm thinking about it. So anyway, it looks like it's time for us to get started with the show. So today we're focusing on the family, and you know, this time of year, this season, from Christmas through New Year, and beyond, it's really a wonderful time, and it's a wonderful time to get together with family and friends, and sometimes to exchange gifts if that's what you want to do, and it's a time of giving. Time of giving to our churches, a time of giving to various charitable organizations. I'm sure everybody else, just like me, gets deluged with requests for donations this time of year. Well, this is the time of year when they need money. Well, they need money all the time, but this time of year especially, to help out more people. So I encourage all of my family to give as much as they can give, and to help, because it helps people, and that's what we're all about. We're all about helping people, because the Hope Collection, our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people, and so this is a great time of year. We've had in my family I think four celebrations now already, and we're going to continue it. I'm I'm going to, my wife and I are going to another one of my children's families on Sunday. And then we have another one coming up, maybe Saturday. I'm not sure. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but we're it's, since I have a large family, we don't do it all of us together, because we'd have to rent out an auditorium to do that. My family is spread around the country now, not only the country but the world. Family located in Germany, and family located in Puerto Rico, and family located in Colombia, and other places around the world, in Brazil. It's difficult for everybody to travel to one location and have one big ceremony. So we end up traveling around to different places. It's a great, and I'm sure glad that we were not traveling by air over the Christmas holiday, because so many people are still stranded from the big snowstorms in the Midwest and in Buffalo especially, and other areas in that part of New York. It's just a wonderful time to celebrate the good Lord's birth. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, it was a great event in our lives, and all of those who are believers, we always have special celebrations for that, one of the things that Flora's family, my wife, her family. They do novenas every year. They start on December 16th and go all the way through to Christmas Eve, doing novenas each night. It's a group of prayers that we say. We get together and we do we say different prayers and sing different songs in Spanish, of course. So I'm not doing a lot of that singing, but I do join in, and it's a great celebration. Another event that we had in our family was my son called me and said, "Dad, are you going to church on Sunday on Christmas?" And I said, "Yes, we're going to church on Sunday on Christmas." And I said, "We're going to the 11 o'clock service." And he said, "Oh, I'll meet you there, because I want to go to church with you." So we did. We met in the parking lot, and we went in and went through the service. So that was a good event. I didn't expect that to happen, but my son Randy called me and said, "Let's do that." So we did, and then he came over to our house, and we had coffee and a little dessert together that morning, because he couldn't stay because he had to meet with some people. He's a businessman in construction, and he works 6 and 7 days a week. I respected him. He wanted to come over, visit for a while, and then he went and met with some people regarding a project he's working on. So anyway, I know the rest of you have done celebrations over the Christmas holiday, and I'd like to talk about them today if we would. Mary, how about you?
Oh, for Christmas, we just stayed home, but I had the best gift at all that my kids gave me for Christmas this year. They gave me the day off. They sent me to my room, wouldn't let me leave to my bedroom, wrapped me up in blankets and handed me the TV remote and told me to stay. And Dad had to deal with everything.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens sometimes at Christmas, you know. Things, life goes on and things happen, you know. So, I hear Larry's on with us. Larry, how about you?
I stayed home with my wife and my son, and then we celebrated. But we went to Mass in the morning, at the morning Mass.
Yeah.
The next day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. And I see my friend Ron Creighton, the president of the board of Hope Collection. Hi, Ronnie. How you doing, my friend?
Well, we're doing just great, thank you. And I wanted to say hello and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody that is either a regular call-in member of the Thursday Family Show with the Mighty Oak, you, Robert, Oakley. And we're so privileged and proud to have such a great friendship. I'm really excited to hear that you had a son call you and said, I want to go to church. You know, if you listen to the news, that's not happening anywhere. Well, it's not true. The real truth is that people are working to be closer together. They're coming closer to God than they have at any other time. And we are so proud to be able to be a part of that movement. And so we're excited, and I just want to continue to honor and thank you for everything you guys are doing. And that this show, we are now the new board operation of the Hope Collection Optimize My Life radio show. A year ago, we got launched, and we're expanding and growing, and the show is bigger and stronger than it ever has been. And I want to thank each one of you, because each of you are why it's happening. And we're so excited because we're getting more and more new members to the Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society. We're getting more and more people that come and visit the shows and are looking up ways of being benefited from the services that the Hope Collection or the Golden Rule Society offer. And we have a lot of people joining up the kindness campaign. And better yet, we got a lot of kids signing up for the Kindness Campaign Club for Kids. And
yep.
I'm so grateful because Ariana, that little princess, is just leading the way and singing her way into our hearts. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Ronnie, for that. And I have a question for you. Did you get any snow up there in Buffalo?
Well, on Christmas Day, we had 70-mile-an-hour winds, and we couldn't see the house next door to us. We live in the city. And right now, this is 7 days later, my car is in the backyard. I cannot get out of my driveway. I got 5 foot of solid plowed-in snow from the street the snow plows are plowed. We got to get a front loader's got to come and open our driveway because we can't get out. So tomorrow's supposed to rain, so maybe we'll lose some of that.
Yeah. I hear the temperatures are going
to
be a little warmer.
Hey, Ron, how was your trip to the grocery store?
Oh, my neighbor did an act of kindness. Arnold and Lupa are neighbors who we got to know really for the first time. We said hi to them across the street all the time. They offered, and they just took me to the grocery store, and I did a week's worth of grocery shopping. I just got home maybe 10 minutes ago, and I was able to get bread and milk and food and medicines and everything so we can go forward. And my car is still sitting in the yard. But our neighbor just stepped right up to the plate and took us to the grocery store so we could get our groceries and our medicine. So people are doing that.
Wow.
The whole neighborhood is like this. They're helping. They're reaching out to touch lives. And we got to know them. We know now that he was in the service and did a tour of duty in Germany and a lot of other places. And his wife is actually... Her parents came from Germany and Spain. So that's a neat combination, and we got to hear some of their history. And they have two teenage daughters and a young son, and they're just real nice people. And we invited them to our poll. We're going to postpone our Christmas party tomorrow night. We'll do it in January, but we've invited them to come over, and they're going to join us for that. And so it just has been so neat, and just calling everybody, and again, thanking them and wishing them a happy new year. We're going to be doing great things for the future.
Awesome. That's great. You know, like I say, it's such a wonderful time of year, and people do a lot more acts of kindness, I believe, during this time of year, and that's one of our themes also through the Golden Rule Society, and you mentioned the Kindness Club.
I lost the remote in the grandma's phone.
Oh, I'm using my phone right now. But do you want to say hi on the radio?
No.
Hi, sister.
Well, why don't you ask Google to call Grandma?
Thank you, Mary.
Sorry, my phone did. I thought I muted
That's
my phone.
Okay.
Didn't mute.
That's okay. That was see. That's the thing that I like about Christmas is the time that you can spend together with family. Family you may not have seen for a whole year, or even some of them even longer than that. But to see how the kids develop, how the children and the grandchildren develop over the years, it's just a wonderful time to get together and to do that. And I just thank God for. Given us the opportunity to do that, and given us the ability to do it, and to get out and get around and get with the family, so I just thank him every day for that. Somebody's got a phone ringing. I think that's what it is.
Someone sending me a message on Facebook.
Oh, okay. We'll send it back to them. I appreciate all of you and your efforts. And I see Ron just dropped off, and I thank him. I wanted to thank him personally, but I will. I'm going to call him today and talk to him about the travel business. And my friend Derek and I are thinking very seriously about getting started in the travel business. And that's another one of our opportunities that we have available through the Hope Collection is the travel business, where we can help people with their travel needs, and we can save them money on their travel arrangements. So it's a good opportunity to talk to people about. And I haven't been talking to people about it too much because I'm not involved in it. But I'm going to get involved in it very shortly, Ronnie's going to help us do that, Derek and I, and we're going to be building that program also while we're working with people in other programs. That'll just be another opportunity available that we can offer to people, I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about the fact that I can help people in that way also, one of the things that Ron Clayton does a lot through the travel business, he's connected with a lot of different missionaries through different churches, and they when they're going to do their traveling to the locations where they're going, Ron helps them with their travel arrangements. And saves them a bundle of money for their travel arrangements, that's one of the things that I'm interested in doing too. My one son Randy that I mentioned, he went to church with us on Sunday, and he mentioned to me that he's going to be starting a ministry through his church, where he can travel to other locations and around the world and help people that way and teach the word to them and so forth. Well, I think that's just a wonderful thing to be doing, I told him, I said, I can help you with that because I'm getting involved in the travel business. And I said, so you would, I'm sure would want to help your your people that are doing that with you to travel these locations and save money on their trips. Oh, yeah, he says, that's a great idea. So I said, okay, then let's do it. And then so we're going to, as soon as I get started, I'm going to help him to get started in it also. So it's another area that we can give people an opportunity to not only save money on their travel, but help other people to save money on their travel also, and to make a little bit of money on the side also. So it's a good opportunity. So that's why I'm going to talk to Ronnie about it today. And Derek said he's interested, right, Derek?
Yeah.
And he wants to find out more about the travel.
Maybe me and you could do a three-way with Ron. Maybe me and you could do a three-way with Ron today.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add you and Ron on the phone with me. And we'll talk about it together and see how we can get started and what some of the details are on it and so forth. Okay?
Maybe so, tonight.
Yeah. I'll call you later today.
Tonight.
I want to see when Ron's available first. He dropped off, but I didn't have a chance to ask him. I was going to ask him on the show, but he dropped off. So anyway, we'll talk to him later on today. Okay.
I'm at the gym right now.
Yeah. Mary, you added some new things to for us to use. And I know you've talked about it before, but I think it would be good to mention it again. Some of the new things that have been added for the Hope Collection and to everybody that's involved in the program. Okay?
Yeah, not a problem. So we have the night show, which runs Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern p.m. And it runs a half hour to an hour depending on how many people call in. And
great.
About with my kids.
Sometimes my son has
a meltdown. Yep.
7 o'clock tonight.
Monday is all about self-awareness. Tuesday is all about ways to improve your communication. Wednesdays and Thursdays are teen or young adult call-in line. And like our topic yesterday was all about staying safe on the internet as a parent to prepare your kids to be safe, especially on social media, but also what kids can do to be safe.
Great.
Fridays is all about. Go ahead,
Mary.
And then Friday is all about breaking the cycle, changing the way you look at life, so that you know you don't end up in that rut.
Yep. You know, those are all great subjects and all great things that we all can benefit from. And we can help other people to benefit from them also, just by listening to you and listening to others that are going to be talking about that on those shows. Give us the times again so that we know when it's going to be.
It is at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Central, and it's the same call-in number.
Great, that's the radio show. Yep.
I am switching over our, instead of Optimize My Life as a radio show, really Optimize My Life as a radio station. Because it's not just one show. We run on average 10 or 11 shows, and each one is a different topic or a different theme with a different host. So Optimize My Life now, starting the first of the year, is a radio station.
Excellent. Anybody have any questions about that? What Mary has put up for us? Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much for all that you do.
That is just the tip of the iceberg, which is coming in the new year. There will be newsletters and a link on this radio show right now is a trial sign-up form for you to fill out. And You get to pick which radio stations you or radio shows you want to list, get alerts from, newsletters you want to sign up for, and how you want to get them.
Great.
Email, SMS. Coming up this spring, we will not only be on the radio, but we will have our own channel on the Roku station or Roku TV.
On YouTube?
We have one on YouTube now, but no, Roku is like Chromecast or like Amazon TV. It's a box that you can stream TV from. Well, they have their own channel and their own TV station on there. So there will be an app and there will be a channel featured on the Roku itself to listen and watch the radio show coming up in the spring, this summer.
Awesome. You're
pretty soon we'll be everywhere.
You're an amazing woman. Thank you very much for all the things that you do. You know, folks, Mary has joined us on the board of directors for the Hope Collection also. Right, Mary?
Yes.
And I congratulate her on that and her accomplishments to help out on the board
and to
help out. And help out on with the board and to help out on the radio show. So we thank you so much for that. You know, anybody have any comment? I see we have one other person that came on from 678 number. Would you announce yourself, please?
And this is Buchanan. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
can hear
you.
How are you doing, Joseph?
Oh, man. Cowboy came and picked me up from hospital. I had major surgery yesterday. I'm laying down trying to recover. I give all grace to God because it was very touchy yesterday. And I both had the surgery at 7:30. It was 1 o'clock when they finally operated on me. And so,
well,
I'm glad.
You the best with that. We wish you the best with that and a quick recovery.
Thank you so much. I just jumped in listening to what Mary is doing. Mary is doing a very amazing thing where we admitted not. I remember when I was a male chauvinist, I never thought women could do much of anything. And so I came to grip that women can do magical things if we let go of our egos. And sometimes we mess up friendship and relationship with our egos. It doesn't mean that we're not spiritual people. Sometimes we do have human experience that we do kind of get out of the box sometimes.
You got a TTU? No. I'm very proud of her.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very proud of her. Well, we want to admit it or not, sometimes we guys, we can be egotistic sometimes when it comes to someone moving up in a new direction because we're thinking that we're going to lose them. And we haven't lost them. We gained more than we could ever imagine, knowledge, experience, because everybody is born with a special gift. Mary is born with a gift to unite people together. Whatever race it is, she knows how to connect to people. This cannot be just small. It has to be large, bigger than that than it could ever be.
Yep.
So,
yep. Amen.
You know, it has to be bigger. And even though Hope have done so much amazing things, because I went on the line and pulled it up, they have done so much amazing things. And Mary had the way of using the internet, the film connected, the voice connected. So she has that gift where she can bring new souls to the operation, new souls to touch people who haven't been touched, and to bring people with different experience and different background, different culture, to bring them to connect to people. Because, see, some people can get it this way, and some people can get it that way. Whatever your gift is to touch all people, not just limit to one. So I'm proud of Mary, and I would love to support her. I'm trying to get well so I can support her because I love what she's doing. And I have a special child that my son now is 21. I have an 8-year-old child that it takes a lot of patience, and it takes a lot of love and self-love to be able to deal with I don't call kids special. That's my angel. I call her my angel. It keeps me in tune with myself, my patience, when the world is looking at my child as a why is your son is tearing up stuff in the store? And I'm like, you know, hold a smile and say, you know what? That's my son, and I love him. And he might do some things, and I might have to pay for some damage, but that's my son. And, you know, where we admit it or not, the world is not compassionate as it used to be. So I admire Mary for giving me encouragement and helping me see things a little bit different. So I'm proud of her.
She's helping all of us, you know. She's helping so many people. And, you know, that's a gift that God has given her, the ability and the motivation to do that. And I thank him for that. And I thank you for saying all the kind things you said. And I want to tell you, I love Mary too, and I love all of you people, and especially you for coming on and talking about your situation and how you believe that we have to get bigger than ourselves in order to reach out to people. We have to. Each of us is in a little shell that we have around us, and we have to break open out of that shell and to reach out to people. And that's what the Hope Collection is all about. And that's what giving love to people is all about. Because it doesn't cost us anything to give them love. We can reach out and give them love and help without any cost to us. And that's the way God has set it up. He gives it to us and asks us to give it away, you know. So thank you so much for bringing that up. That's very important.
I want to say this story. I was an Elvis Presley fan when I was growing up, and I'm still an Elvis Presley fan. I remember when Elvis tried, when he was doing all those movie contracts in those movies, and he wanted to, for a long time, he couldn't get out there and get his music because he was obligated to those Warner Brothers movies. So I remember when he said, he said that I'm nervous because I'm going to Vegas, and, you know, and I don't know if I can compete against the Beatles or compete against a lot of other singers. But he said, one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to give people a show. I'm going to give them the best that I can give them. And that's what Mary do. She give you the best. Even when sometimes she's not feeling good, she give you the best.
Yep. And, you know, she will be rewarded for that from the good Lord, because he says, give to my people and you will be rewarded for that. And the reward that we get that comes back to us is much bigger than we could possibly expect. And possibly the biggest of that reward is our salvation and being able to live with God in heaven when we pass. So that's the biggest reward we can get. But there's many other rewards that he gives us. I pray to him all the time for situations that come up in my life. And his reward is that he gives me an answer and to solve that situation. And so I'm just totally committed to him and to living by his word and his example. So I praise you for speaking out on that today, and that's so important, I believe, and it's not something that we should just practice during this time of year, but practice it every day during the year. That's very important to as part of our mission in this particular project.
Right.
Thank you for doing that. We appreciate you so much.
You're welcome.
And
hey, Joseph, whenever you're feeling better and up to it, we're waiting for you on the night show.
Oh, I'm ready to rock and roll. Like I was telling the very intelligent man right here on the phone, he's a very inspiration because he helped me deal with some of my childhood trauma with my father, because I wanted to be everything to him, and I realized that he couldn't love me the way that I wanted to be loved, and I had to accept that. And I wish I had a better relationship with him before he died. And sometimes people just don't know how to love, and the best thing that we could do is we can put that love in somebody else, and most important, into ourselves. Because that affects you when your childhood. Because I don't care how strong you are, I don't care how much money you make, I don't care how clear you are with your relationship with God, there are things that will kick you down when it comes to not being accepted. And I've worked around a lot of musical people in the club that they need an entourage to make them feel good about themselves. And I've never seen too many people by themselves. They always have people telling them what they wanted to hear, and they were not being genuine honest with their people. They were just happy to be around them for status. And it's good to see real people just with people with love and not trying to get over somebody or take advantage of somebody. Just give what God says, love. That's the important thing, love, you know. Your experience, your story is your experience from your life to help somebody else make it to the day. My experience is my experience telling people being in broken family how to learn how to love themselves and not have anger and fearful toward their goals and be ugly toward other people. And so you have to deal with your past before you deal with your future, because it will catch up with you.
Yep. Yep. That's so true. And the key to it is love, is loving other people. And there's all kinds of ways to love people. A simple way to love people is this kindness program that was started in the Golden Rule Society. And Mary's daughter helped Len Cain to come up with some other ideas what to do with the kindness program. And acts of kindness are just show people that you're sincere and that you love them enough to help them out in any way that you can. And that's so important. And not only in our lives, but their lives as well, you know. Because God will reward us. He will reward us for what we do. What we do to follow his command that we should help his people. He will reward us in big time. So I encourage people to do that all the time, especially my family members. I've encouraged them all my life to reach out to other people and help them, and to step out of your box and help them, give them whatever they need.
I think it would be nice that the founder of your organization didn't get the recognition. I've read a little bit about him. I think the world needs to know who he was, you know. Even though they capitalized a movie on him, I think the world needs to know a little bit about him and what, you know, the things that he went through and the things he sacrificed. And so I think that would be a a good suggestion to all of y'all loved ones that been around him can tell his story.
There's a song, what the world needs now is love, 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 right?
Because I heard some fascinating about this man, you know what I mean? I mean, for Hollywood to take his life and didn't give him the recognition that he should have got. Even he was a strong man to, you know, and I can tell by a veteran being knowing that he lived that life. That was no fantasy life. And even though Cruz played a big part in the movie, but they should have gave him the recognition that he should have got. And I think that was, you know, I think that was wrong. And I think because this man have opened the gates and he has sacrificed himself, not only sacrificed himself for his country, sacrificed himself for his life, that someone profit off it and didn't give him the recognition that he deserved to have. And I think that everybody needs to know who he is and how he started this beautiful connection with people, with love, so that, because a lot of people don't know who he is. And I think that will be a good idea one day that somebody take the time and write his story and tell people who he is and where he came from and how he was humbled to let anger go when somebody made profit out his name. And to tell people how the love that he's continued gave, even through his darkness days, that he still gave love. And he probably didn't tell nobody. He probably was hurt behind that scene. But to tell people more about who he is so that people can know who he is.
Yep. You know, one of my uncles was in the military in World War II. He was a fighter. He was a pilot flew a plane, and he got shot down and was killed in the war. Yeah, he made the ultimate sacrifice of helping, trying to help to free the European people from the tyranny that they were facing, you know, through and it was a tremendous sacrifice, and I think about him all the time, and I think about how he made the ultimate sacrifice of love, of helping, helping to try to keep us to have our freedoms, and that's why I am so supportive of all the military friends that I have and people that I know that have served in the military, and I thank them every time I meet them for serving our country and for helping us to keep our freedoms. And so that's just another way to express love to people, is to just to thank them for the sacrifices that they made, you know. And it's a very easy thing to do. It's not hard to do. Thank you.
I know that would touch you right there, because he's a good friend of yours, and I know that you know a lot of more about him, and that will be good for you to take the time and let people know who he is and how the foundation started with him, you, Mary, and a lot of other people. I don't know their name, but I know they're good people. So the world needs to know y'all background for where y'all came from. So they won't get this twisted.
Yep.
They won't say, well, you know, there's a bunch of people just getting together trying to help the world. But let them know that God says in the Bible, a greatest gift for a man lay his life down for his friend. So they need to know
that. My friend Larry is on the phone, is on the program with us here today. And Larry is from New Jersey, and he's a veteran. And
I was in the Air Force.
Thank you, Larry.
I was in the Air Force from 1969 to 1972. I was the crew chief on the F-4 Phantom.
Yep.
We need to hear these stories. We need to hear the stories of men and women who died for the freedom of America. We need to hear that because we got so much chaos and people taking things so for granted. They need to know that these are people who died and sweat for us to be where we at. And I think that history needs to be told. I think a lot of people don't know the history or background of people, and I think that's a start. Once you give people the introduction of who you are and where you came from, then you could touch people, because people think, well, you know, what gimmick they coming with now. But if people see that these are people who laid their life, they are people, friends that laid their life down, and they're not only dealing with the emotion stability, they're dealing with the anxiety and all the things that they went through. So people need to know the story behind them so they can know that these lovable people are here to help you. Yep. They're not here to cash money off you. They really enjoy what they're doing with love and hope.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I think
very well expressed. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
I have we have another person on here that I want to bring on. My friend, Country Boy from Atlanta. How you doing today, Brad?
Wonderfully blessed. I was just catching the last part of what Joseph was saying just now, but that's what Mary and I was talking about last night. We call them unsung heroes. Seven. My grandmother had seven sons, and all of them went to war. All of them came home alive. But, again, we don't need to just wait to Memorial Day to celebrate them. We're celebrating them on the day that they died. We understand that. But what about the other 11 months of the year? Why when Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, years ago, saying a lot of people are forgetting. That's why we have Lynn Cain Day every Friday, Top Gun. But what happens in the process is if people don't appreciate you all the time, they really don't appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? This is not like light on, light off. Bob, Hope, man, if you feel like fighting today, great. But if you don't, just sleep in. No, it shouldn't even be. My friend Lewis Williams, he has his favorite saying is, if we don't do what we know we should do, it's absolutely unacceptable. So what we're getting ready to do now, Joel says, we're going to first focus is first responders / veterans, our heroes that gave us the right to do what we do without even having to not stay up all night and can't sleep. You know what I'm saying? So we can go get in our comfortable beds, and we just collected 2-3 weeks ago, we did a coat drive for the vets, and we collected over 1,800 coats here in Atlanta. But this is what we need to do year-round. Hosea Williams started Feed the Hungry across America, but they don't just get hungry on Thanksgiving. You know, we got to feed people daily. We got to feed people weekly. And what we're doing now is just nurturing America back to its consciousness to where we should already be. But if we're not, that's what hope is going to do. We're going to practice it until we get it better than right. We're going to do unto others before they do unto us. We're going to give hope. We're going to give love. We're going to give friendship. We're going to give kindness. We're going to give to the people. And like in closing, Oakman, you know the old proverb, it says give, 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 and it shall be given back unto you. He gave us all mercy. He gave us all grace. And he says, that's sufficient. Now it's time. They said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? He's already done everything he said he's going to do. The question is, Oakman, what are we going to do?
You know, I always use that, those words, WWJD, with people. And in situations that I get involved in, I say, what would Jesus do in this situation? And I think that's I'm glad you brought that up, because that's very important. Because if we're a true believer and if we're going to help people sincerely and absolutely and truthfully, then we have to emulate what Jesus does, what Jesus did, and how he treated people. And if someone confessed something to him, he would say, go and not sin anymore. You know, just go forward and not sin anymore. That was his result for that, to help them. So I just think it's so important that we follow that. WWJD. Thank you for bringing that up, Country. That's very important to all of us and what we do in our ministry here. You know, our marketplace ministry and our regular ministries. We all work together and trying to do what Jesus wants us to do. And this time of year is important, but like you said, all year round is important. Every day of the year is important, and we should be doing it every day. Anybody else have any comments on that? We have about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, I agree 100% on that.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you. Larry and I have been friends for quite some time, working on different projects together and doing different things through the church and through the Knights of Columbus. A couple of months ago, Larry's very involved in the Elks Club. And the Elks does a lot of things for different people, for seniors and veterans and for special needs people and so forth. I told Larry I want to join that organization, so I went to a meeting with him and I joined it. And I'm going to be inducted into that organization on January 11th. There's a meeting, a special meeting they have for that. And so I'm very thankful to the Lord for bringing me, increasing my awareness about that organization, because it is a great organization.
Well,
thank you, Larry.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So, Country, thank you for your words. You're never at a loss for words, and I appreciate that so much, because a lot of the things that you bring up are things that we need to hear. We all need to hear it, whether we're actively involved in the Hope Collection or not, or if we're just listening. We all need to hear those kinds of things. Everybody that's been speaking today, Ron Clayton was speaking earlier, and Mary spoke, and Larry spoke, and Derek spoke a little bit, and Joseph spoke earlier. He's been talking with us, and Country Boy. So it's a team effort. It's a team effort for all of us to help people this way.
I'll throw a little cliche into the air before we end right now. I use it with my children. They've always told us, oh, man, that practice makes perfect. And I keep, no, it doesn't. There's only one perfected one to walk the planet, and we know what his name is. Practice means you get better. Practice means improvement. Practice means better, 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 better. And what we're getting doing, we're exercising right now, you guys. We're exercising so we can get better on loving each other. For about 3 years every day, Oakman, I would just randomly select somebody in my phone and do the Stevie Wonder on them. And they say, good afternoon, Country Boy. I said, I just called to say I love you. We gotta do it while we're alive, y'all. And the Marvin Gaye keeps jumping around in my brain. He says the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, starting with you and me. Everybody has something that they can do better than anybody else. And if everybody, like you said, it was a call for our super friends that we know that we're trying to get the best of the best from the north, the south, the East and the West, and we want every single person to come in and love their very best. What it allows is it allows opportunities to come over. You'll start to see things happening. We're going to be doing extraordinary things on ordinary days, and what's going to happen, you guys, is there's going to be a shift in mindset. You're going to start, instead of seeing bullying on the headline of the newspaper, you're going to see acts of kindness. You're going to see, oh, yep. This veteran just did this, and we just built a house for this veteran, and this person that was homeless ain't homeless no more, and this person in the old South, they call it testimonies. Everybody has a story that they're going to be able to tell. We haven't entered into 2023 yet, but I'm one of them people that's looking forward into the year as a visionary. Burl Walk was saying, closing, we're going to make the rest of our life the best of our lives starting today, because if the truth was really told, now is all we have. God is the only one that has the power to change our past. We're living today because we're not promised tomorrow, so now is all that we have, and we're looking forward to a new year that nobody has control of but him. He's already seen us marching into a new year with hope and gratitude and love written all over our hearts. So I tell people, if you don't want to be blessed today, you best stay out of my way, because blessings are definitely on the way. Back to you, old man.
Thank you. Thank you, country. You know, that what we do is, like you said, make the rest of our lives the best of our life. But we also do that to help other people to make the rest of their life the best of their lives. So it's a pay it forward philosophy. And we do that every day and every day and every day and every day. And do it without expecting anything in return, because we don't have any ulterior motive. Or we don't have any hidden agenda or anything like that. We're focused on people's needs and helping them with those needs and their interests. It's not about us. It's about them. And the focus is on them every single day. And to make their lives the best of their lives. And I just thank God that he's given us the ability and the skills that we need to help people. And it's even getting better, because the things that Mary is doing to help us to get information out to people and to help people to grow, and the kindness campaign that Len Cain is promoting, and the kindness club, all of those kinds of things are helping us to be able to help people to have a better life and to make for a better world. And so I'm just so happy that the good Lord has blessed us with skills that we need, things that I do today that I never thought I would be able to do, like this radio show. I never thought I'd be able to be a host on a radio show. But God has given me whatever I need to make that happen. And Dr. Joel Griffin was so instrumental in that. And I know God, he's God's buddy. God is his buddy, his friend. And he did things all the time to help us to have better tools and better skills, help us to grow in our skills to be able to help other people. And that's one area that I work on a lot, is helping other people to develop whatever it is that they need to help more people and to help them to move forward in their lives. So thank you, country boy. I love you, my friend. And thank you, Mary. I love you, too. And Larry, thank you. And thank Ron Clayton for coming on. I love all of you people, all of you, and I just appreciate you so much. We're about out of time here. If anybody's got any last words they want to add, go for it.
That was a wonderful show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Don't forget to tune in tonight at 7 Eastern. And again,
thank
tomorrow
you,
at noon. the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection presents Captain Len Kane.
Thank you. Yes, that's very important. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, Len Kane and Ron Clayton will be doing the show tomorrow at noon Eastern time. And come join them. Come join us. And y'all have a great day. And I want to wish you all a happy new year coming up this weekend. And God bless you all and bless your families. And God bless America. We're signing off now.
Thank you. Good day, everybody.
Thank you.